The number of nursing home residents who died from COVID has been in dispute for months. The state health department says about 9,000 residents passed away from the disease, but it has not released key data, including the number of residents who died after they were transferred to a hospital. Attorney General Tish James, who, like Cuomo, is a Democrat and is an ally of the governor, says investigators examined a sample of 62, or about 10% of the state's 600 nursing homes. The homes reported nearly 2,000 deaths of residents from the disease, but the Department of Health reported around 1,200 deaths at those same facilities. In one example, a nursing home reported 5 confirmed and 6 presumed COVID deaths at the facility as of August 3rd to the state health department. But the nursing home told the attorney general's investigators that there were a total of 27 COVID deaths at the facility and 13 hospital deaths. That's a discrepancy of 29 deaths. Senator Jim Todisco, a minority party Republican, has been asking Democrats, who are in the majority in his House, to subpoena the health department to obtain the death records. He says he hopes the attorney general's report will now expedite those efforts, and he wonders why the Cuomo administration did not just hand over the data when lawmakers first asked for it last summer.
The cover-up is always worse and can be worse in many instances than what you're trying to cover up. And today, the attorney general illustrate that it's usually going to come out, and it's usually worse when it does come out. And today the Attorney General has lifted the veil that was hiding the important real numbers of nursing homes' lives that have been lost under the governor's leadership.
Todisco and others have criticized a controversial March 25th directive from the health department. It said that nursing homes had to accept patients who were still ill with the virus back into the nursing homes. Critics say that decision led to more deaths as the infection spread in the homes. Governor Cuomo has blamed right-wing media outlets for the controversy. Commissioner Zucker, in a report last July, blamed asymptomatic nursing home workers for the deaths. He did not provide the specific dates, though, when the nursing home residents were first diagnosed with the virus. Senate GOP leader Rob Ord is calling for Zucker's resignation, saying he betrayed the public trust.
How can he lead when we have this report that shows he lied to the people of New York? He has no credibility. His department now has no credibility. The governor has no credibility on this issue.
Democrats in the legislature are also expressing concern. The chair of the Senate Investigations Committee, Jim Skoufis, hinted earlier this week that he might issue subpoenas if the health department does not release the data by a scheduled legislative budget hearing.
I think it's fair to say we're all very upset that we've not gotten these answers.
That hearing has now been postponed until February 25th. The Attorney General's report also finds that many nursing homes failed to comply with critical infection control policies and that staff had insufficient personal protection equipment, including masks and gloves. Nursing homes with the lowest staff-to-patient ratios also had the highest number of deaths. Because of immunity provisions enacted in an emergency order by Cuomo, the nursing homes cannot be held liable for any possible missteps detailed in the report that could have led to more deaths. AG James recommends rescinding the immunity provisions. Late in the day, Health Commissioner Zucker responded in a statement. He disputes the Attorney General's characterization of an undercount, saying the additional deaths of nursing home residents that the investigators discovered are already listed under total hospital deaths. And he shifts blame for the numbers discrepancy to the nursing homes, saying they should be investigated for possibly submitting false information to the health department. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.